Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, they say you can never judge a person till you walk a mile in their shoes. Our next guest, Joe Paquette, a devout Detroit Lions fan, walked 425 of them. Took him 18 days from his hometown in Munising, located in the Upper Peninsula, and arrived at the Lions practice facility in Allen Park. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for having me on.
You know, when I spoke to you a few minutes ago, I asked how your legs felt, what kind of condition you were in, and of course you said you were going out for a walk.
Well, it was a short walk. I mean, it was no 25 to 30 miles, but my legs just felt like they wanted to go a little bit, like they were in withdrawal. So I took them for a little walk and brought them back to the motel.
All right. Let's talk about your passion for the Detroit Lions. And living in the Upper Peninsula, that's not necessarily Lions country, is it?
Well, right where I'm at, it's about a dividing line. It's kind of 50-50. As you go further west, it becomes a lot more Packer-oriented, or if you go to the south there towards Menominee, it's a lot of Packer fans. As you go back towards the east, towards downstate, you pick up more Lion fans. But, yeah, it's tough. It really is. And, like I say, we've been the brunt of the sarcasm for too long. They've been having a lot of fun at our expense.
All right. One of the top football coaches in mid-Michigan is Rob Zimmerman of DeWitt, and he has strong Upper Peninsula ties, and he talks about Sisu. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's Finnish for strength of will, determination, perseverance, and acting rationally in the face of adversity. Some would question whether you had acted rationally by walking for 18 days.
Well, that's what my brother-in-law questioned, the guy that drove the motorhome. Because I had went to the doctor. I had some lubricant put in my knees because of the arthritis, and I had went to HealthQuest for some advice there and whatnot, and get massaged and worked over. And he said, I think you're going to the wrong doctors. He says, you need to be going to a shrink. But we just thought we could do it, and by George, we did it. And we're very happy that we were able to.
Joe, how old are you?
I'm 63.
63, so you were 10 years old when the Lions last won a world championship in 1957. And I was a little bit younger than that, but it was the first football game I ever saw. And my dad never let me forget it, because when we left Briggs Stadium that day, I said, Dad, this was fun. Can we do it again next year? And that was 1957. Obviously, it hasn't been done since. So your passion for the Lions is truly amazing. How did the organization react? And I know that they have honored you in several ways.
Yes, they have. They were very receptive to me. The coach came out. He presented me with a jersey with my name on it. 425 is my number. Stafford came over, shook my hand, talked to me, him and the offensive unit. Bly came over with the defensive unit. They talked to me. I brought a jar of maple syrup down that we make ourselves, and I gave a jar to Hanson and one to Raiola and one to starts with a B. Come on, I can't think of it. But anyway, I gave one to Bly.
Okay.
And Backus. One to Backus.
All right.
And I told him, I says, you know, this is sweet. It really tastes sweet, but it's not going to taste as sweet as that trophy when we host that up and we present it to Mr. Ford and the city of Detroit. And that's what we're looking for. You know, you can say what you want. We've had some lean years, but it's better to light one little candle than to curse the darkness. And my job as a fan is being a cheerleader, and that's all I'm trying to do.
Joe Paquette, a Detroit Lions super fan, walked 425 miles from Munising in the Upper Peninsula over the course of 18 days to the Lions practice facility in Allen Park, arriving a couple of days ago. You got there on Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir, I did. You know, and like I told everybody, I said, let's keep it in perspective. I said, all I had to do in the morning was get up and walk. We have people up there that are poor, hungry, at war. Little Tommy there, our cousin, was there to meet us. He suffers from autism. And, you know, I'm just thankful that the Lord's blessed me the way he has, and that I don't have to walk a mile in their shoes.
As you were walking these 425 miles, Joe, people would pass you or see you walking. Did they honk horns? Were they cheering? Were they questioning your sanity? What was the situation?
It was awesome. They honked. One day, four carloads of cheerleaders jumped out and started doing cheers for me. That was up in the Upper Peninsula. One guy seen me downstate there in Mile. He stopped, pulled up alongside of me. He says, I seen you on the senior stretch. We were camped up there, and when we were coming home, you were going down the senior stretch. You know, so it was like that all the way, and it was really encouraging to know that people were behind me. And that's what really kept me going, you know, and the Sisu part of it, that had a lot to do with it.
What's the most interesting story along the way, or the most unusual thing anyone said to you?
Well, one of the things that was really unbelievable was, like I said, I'd been to HealthQuest, and they sent Dr. Sammy, one of their chiropractors, up into Bay City. When I got into Bay City, he met me there, and he came with a portable table. He put me right there in the parking lot, and he started giving me an adjustment and a massage, and people were coming out of their rooms, you know, wondering, what's going on here? What's this guy doing? And there was one guy there, he was a Packer fan, he was from Green Bay, and he says, I can't believe this, I just can't believe it. But that was one of the things that I remember most about it, was that deal there. And today, when things were a little bit slack, Dr. Sammy, he made arrangements for us to go down and eat in a Lebanese restaurant in Dearborn, and it was unbelievable.
Joe Paquette is more than 20 years older than Brett Favre, ladies and gentlemen, so his performance here over 18 days, truly remarkable. When you look at what you have done in terms of perseverance here, did Jim Schwartz say anything about hoping his team had as much staying power in the fourth quarter?
Well, he, you know, things were happening so fast and so furious down there, I was just awestruck. And he did say something about it, but my little speech to the team was I wanted them to have Sisu in their eyes. I says, I want you to put the hunger of Sisu in your eyes. I don't want it in your stomach. I don't want it in your heart. I don't want it hanging on your sleeve. I want it in your eyes. I says, when a lion hunts, he hunts with his eyes. I says, and he knows the rewards of victory. And I says, you're going to know him too. And so that was basically what I had said to them. But they were very encouraging to me also.
What about your family and friends? Did any of them try to talk you out of this? Did they say, you know, maybe, what about if you start in Davison or something like that?
A lot of them didn't want me to go. I had a friend, he says, Joe, rethink this. Rethink this. He says, you're 63. He says, you know, you a heart attack, whatever. But the reason I got into the committed routine of walking was because of my health. The blood pressure and the cholesterol and the weight was all going north. And I started walking in January, and I never quit. I gave every day I walked 4 miles. Some days I walked 8. Some days I walked 12.
How much weight did you lose?
I haven't lost, I don't think, a lot of weight. You know, I've lost 20-some pounds overall.
Okay.
I haven't weighed myself since I left. I weighed 205 when I left.
Did you camp? Did you stay in hotels? Did you have campground with you?
We had the motorhome with us, and Whenever we could find a campground, we'd stay in the campground. Otherwise, we'd stop and get a motel.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's how we did it. My wife, she was pretty supportive of me as far as going. I told her if they win the Super Bowl, I'm going to walk home, and she said, no, you're not. That's February.
Well, when she tells you to take the dog for a walk, you don't have any excuses. You can't get out of it because
you're
going to say, this is nothing for you. Joe Paquette, our guest, devout Lions fan. All right, Joe, how many games are Lions going to win this year?
I'll tell you what, we're going 9-7, and if that's good enough to win a playoff spot, we're going to be in the playoffs.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, if they play with the spirit, they play with the spirit and determination you have, who knows? They just might make it. Joe Paquette, our guest, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Tom Crawford, co-host of the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS, the first night of high school football. Tom is at Hazlett High School as we speak. We'll talk about all the big games and about tomorrow morning's show, 8 to 11, Jack and Tom, here on 1320 WILS.